Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and home shopping network, capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Out there playing Adrenaline Cowboy.
In an emergency, most people run away from danger.
Man, can you help my mom?
Sure, show me where she is.
These are the people that run directly into it.
People ask me how I do it. Now, how I get through those moments when everything is on the line. I've learned that the job will never change, but it will change you.
Hey, man, calm down. Kill me, man.
Nah, you're doing that all by yourself.
I've been called a jerk, maniac, irresponsible idiot, but I'm also the guy that's going to save your life.
I can't feel my feet. Am I going to be paralyzed?
Not if I got anything to do with it, dude.
In this moment, you have to call upon every bit of training, everything you've learned, everything you are, and every time you wonder, is it enough?
Hey, Nance, why'd you come in today?
I need a save today, Boone.
Nancy, let's just take a moment.
We don't have a moment. Okay. Come back to us, buddy.
Okay.
Got a pulse.
Is there ever enough adrenaline for you?
No. Trauma, a new series, Monday, September 28th on NBC.
From what I've read, the opening 10 minutes of the NBC drama, Trauma, and say that five times fast, is the greatest introduction to a TV show ever. It cures cancer, tames global warming, and reveals the secrets behind Lost. Okay, maybe it doesn't do the last thing, but still. Seriously, NBC has had great success with emergency medicine shows going back to Emergency, you know, the one with the exclamation point, and of course the long-running ER. Dario Scartapane is the creator and executive producer of Trauma, which, all kidding aside, is one of the most talked about dramas of the new TV season. And Scartapane brings an unusual background to this show. Instead of being a Hollywood set rat, he's a former journalist who has worked at Vogue, Los Angeles Times, Details, and Us magazine. Dario, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm really good, and I was unaware that our show actually did cure cancer and global warming. I'm really happy for that.
I can only repeat the things that I've read in reputable places.
It's the first 10 minutes of this show is pretty much unlike anything you've seen on network TV, I think.
Does it worry you that everybody is talking about those first 10 minutes in such grandiose terms?
Yes, flat out, yes. The funny thing I keep hearing is like, okay, well, that's a pretty amazing way to start things. How are you going to keep up with it every week after week? And I think the television isn't the realm of the timid. And setting the bar really, really high for yourselves and having to keep up with the pace, the intensity, this kind of the promise of the pilot, I embrace it. You know, it's yes, we try to keep up with that week after week. And we've written now 10 episodes and shot 5. So I think we're doing all right.
Well, I was reminded of two other things that have had that kind of buzz around the first 10 minutes. One was the opening of The Player with that really long tracking shot.
Love that.
And the other is the opening of Saving Private Ryan, which everybody talked about that first 10 minutes.
Funny that they're both almost oneers. You know, they're those intense action sequences that pull you in and, you know, make it kind of they're both really immersive experiences where you are part of the action.
What is it that, now, you know, I'm at a disadvantage. I haven't seen that 10 minutes yet. I haven't seen the debut episode. What is it that makes it so good?
What people are responding to is it starts off so much like every show you've ever seen before, where it's like, oh, here are your characters, and here they are doing this very intense job, and It kind of lulls you into this place of like, oh, I know what the show's going to be. And then something horrendous happens very, very quickly out of the blue that throws everything into a different direction. And it really, from the beginning, when we were conceiving this show, the thing that made it different was exactly that event that happens in the first 6 or 7 minutes.
Now, is the show that, is it an expensive show to produce?
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, in terms of the grand scheme of things, there are much more expensive shows. This shoots up in San Francisco. We're outside most of the time. We only have two sets. And every episode has a pretty big set piece, and something on par with, you know, a movie action sequence. So it's not cheap, but it's not break the bank. I mean, we're trying to be very fiscally responsible with this show so that we can be around for a while.
Now, the teasers that I've seen, there's a lot of evidence of, and pardon my French, but a lot of shit blowing up.
That's what I say all the time. is when people say, what makes this different than every other medical show? I'm like, we blow shit up.
All right, so we're on the same page with this. Now tell me, beyond the shit blowing up, what's the running narrative of the show once we get past that first 10 minutes?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I don't think you can sustain a show or that anybody's going to be that interested in watching something day in and day out that's just catastrophe after catastrophe and stunt sequence after stunt sequence. What we try and do is balance out the fun and the rush of the job or what happens in the job with the drama, for lack of a better word, of the toll of the job. This is not an easy gig for these people, and they all have kind of different ways of coping or not coping with it. So we balance out the explosions and the car wrecks and the water rescues and the helicopter stunts with, like, what is it like to do this gig day in and day out, and what does it take from you and what does it take away from you? I think that's what we're trying to do.
And last question, because we're going to run out of time here. What does a journalist bring to traditional Hollywood? What's the difference in the voice?
Well, it's funny. We have two in our writer's room. And I think it's the idea of trying to be very research heavy rather than accept, oh, well, this is how these people are. Go talk to them. Go dig in. Go on a ride along. Go kind of try and immerse yourself in as much reality as you can and then use that as a springboard for your flights of fancy. I think it's just a little more, it's a little more research heavy approach.
Okay. Well, folks, Trauma airs every Monday night at 9 p.m. on NBC with the season premiere Monday, September 28th, if my math is correct.
Yep.
And you will, in the future, be able to catch the episodes you miss, I believe, at Hulu.com.
Dario,
it was fun to talk to you. I appreciate your sense of humor about things, and I wish you a lot of luck with the show.
Thank you very much. That was a fantastic intro.
Thanks. Good luck to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And folks, for more interviews with your favorite NBC stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Southland, Chuck, Parks and Recreation, The Office, Mercy, and many more. Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, Mediafly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.